Welcome back, everyone, to the Gift of Grace. This is Phil Giuliani with Steve Garchar, and we are here this evening with Paul Wilbur, who's joined us from Jacksonville, Florida, and that's an example of some of the music on his new CD called Desert Rain. We'll give you some more information on how you can purchase that, but I'm going to turn it over to Steve here for a minute, who wants to ask Paul a couple of questions.
You know, Paul, as we were talking about the one new man, as I listened to Behold the Lord for the first time, I heard those words in it, join the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, the thunderous praises of one new man, the kingdom of Messiah is at hand. And, you know, I heard those words again, and I hear that one new man again, and that's why I was asking about the one new man. Can you share with us a little bit about how some of the songs maybe came together on Desert Rain?
Well, all of them are... Each of these recordings that we've done are like children. We spend a lot of time praying and writing and searching the heart of God for what the vision of the project is supposed to be. It's just not a collection of songs, but they come out of a vision. And the vision for this project, Desert Rain, came out of prayer for 4.5 years ago now with our intercessors here in Jacksonville, and the Lord said, gather a grateful remnant out of the nations. A remnant, those who have been saved out of the nations, a grateful remnant, and bring them up to the land, not so much for recording, but to prophesy, to sing, to declare the word of the Lord over the land, over the people, and eventually over the nation, which is what we did. And so these songs, that they were all written in particular for this project, for this time, and they all came as part of inspiration out of that vision. Mm-hmm. So that song that in particular that you played, Behold the Lord, is very dear to my heart because it comes out of Revelation chapter 15. Mm-hmm. There are not many places in the scriptures where we get a vision of heavenly worship.
Mm-hmm, right.
But Revelation 15 is one of them.
Right.
And it talks about this group of people that are standing in white linen. They are standing by a sea of glass that burns with fire, and they're singing something in particular. And it says they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
Mm.
Now, religious people would say, how can that possibly come together? It sounds like, you know, Moses, law, Old Testament, and the Lamb, of course, is Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Amen.
So how can the two come together? Well, apparently, in heavenly worship, they do. Mm-hmm. There's no separation between the Torah, the foundation, the law of God, and the grace of God that was revealed to us in Jesus, our Messiah.
Yes. Amen.
And it's for us to figure out. I mean, there is no separation in the heart of God.
Right.
We make this big separation, Old Testament law, bad, New Testament grace, good. But we don't realize that whenever God speaks, whenever God intervenes in the business of men and of earth, it's always his grace.
Mm-hmm.
When he spoke to Adam and Eve, it was his grace.
Yes.
When he revealed his word to King David, and you have the Psalms that are so precious to many of us in these days, it was his grace. When he revealed salvation by faith to Isaiah, yes, salvation by faith, he revealed to Isaiah. It's by his grace. When he spoke to Moses on the mountain, it's his grace.
Mm. Right.
And so the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb is really the worship of heaven. It's the song of one new man, Jew and Gentile. We are not divided. We are united by the blood of the Lamb who sanctifies and separates both of us. There's no special grace in being a Jew. You still have to be saved by faith.
just as whether you're born in Jerusalem or in Rome, you have to be saved by God's grace, and it's by faith. It's always been by faith.
Amen.
It's always been by grace.
Amen.
So that's what makes us one.
Amen.
You're a part of an olive branch that is native or wild. You still have to be grafted into the root of Messiah, and it's always by faith, and it's as a response to God's grace.
Amen.
And I'm so happy to be grafted in.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
You know, that's one of the things that I love about the music, your music, is the depth of the meaning of the songs, and it just draws you into the Word of God, because it is the Word of God, and it draws you into that presence of the Lord. So,
yes. And we want to say once again, if you go to www.wilburministries.com, go on there and order a copy of Desert Rain. They'll be happy to send it to you. And then after you hear it, you'll probably go back online and order a few more.
After you pay for it, of course.
Yeah, and please pay for it.
Wait, and you got to pay full price, because that's why God made Gentiles.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, you were talking before about the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb, you know, because I do so much Old Testament teaching, you know, people often say to me, well, you know, I don't like the Old Testament. There's all those names and all those battles and... You know, God was really mean in those days. I mean, he's nice now, but then he was so mean. We just like starting with Jesus because he was so nice.
Yeah, well, you know what my response would be to them? Look at the Jesus that's returning in Revelation 19.
Ooh, amen.
Eyes of fire,
yes.
Tongue is a sword. In his hand he has a rod of iron that he'll judge the nations. His robes are dipped in blood. Now, If you're calling that the nice Jesus, well, good for you. But he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I had the opportunity of witnessing to an ultra-Orthodox man at the Western Wall when I was there in June. And when I brought that up to him, he got very upset with me and started pounding on my chest with his finger, saying, you are an idolater because you believe a man can be God. Jesus is dead. He's not coming back. And then he walked away, and I couldn't get his attention again.
Mm-hmm.
But,
There are, my good friend Asher Intrader has just written a book that I know you, Phil, will want to read, but probably many of your listeners as well. About the Malach Adonai, which is the angel of the Lord.
Yes.
The one who appeared and ate dinner with Abraham.
Oh, yes.
The one who stood before
one.
Joshua.
Yes.
Who was this God-man who revealed himself as the angel of the Lord, Malach Adonai, which is the appearance of God himself, declared himself to be the Lord, and yet in a human form. Who is? And it's about 40 times in the scriptures. So you've got to come to some kind of a conclusion about this one who reveals himself as God and appears as a human figure and declares he's not an angel, but God himself. So
And tells Joshua to take off his shoes because it's holy ground, just like in Exodus 3.
Exactly.
And that's awesome. And
and
in the fire in the book of Daniel, and there's so many examples as you mentioned.
Right.
And I again want to encourage our listeners, especially Gentile believers, to come on Saturday morning to Tikvat Israel, 1370 Richmond Road in Lyndhurst, where you will get a taste of what Paul has been talking about and what Steve and I have been asking him about, the continuum of God's revelation and the concept of the one new man. And you'll see a really interesting style of worship, and you'll hear a lot of Hebrew words, and especially, of course, come when Paul is there again, which hopefully will be soon. But I think it'd be a great experience for you. And We're going to be, we only have, I think, about a minute left, so we're going to be wrapping things up. And it's just been great having you here with us, Paul. And I'm anxious. In 2 weeks, I'll be in Cincinnati for the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America conference, and I hope that I get to at least say hello to you, and maybe we can chat for a little bit, because it's always a blessing.
Well, you and Steve are dear friends. I'm delighted that we've had this time to share, and we should do it again.
Yes.
Not just once every few years.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, you can be on this show anytime.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully I could be not running back and forth to the airport, but...
Right, and maybe someday you can you can be here live, and then when we're done with the show, we can go to Corky and Lenny's.
You know, I think Corky and Lenny's needs to not only sponsor the show, but they need to pay for all of this advertising.
Now, it really has been good having you with us, Paul, because I think it helps the listeners to gain a little bit more of an insight into the depth of the music, into the, you know, worship is so much more than just singing a couple songs and just, you know, just fun songs that people like to hear and sing. And God's really placed that on your heart to do, and he's given you a real heart to do that, yes. To really go out and serve the nations, yes. and bring people to him through that music. Yes.
And this is the end of today's show, as you can hear from the music. And thanks for being with us. And we'll be back again soon. And until then, have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow.
And again, if you want to order the Desert Rain, go to WilburMinistries.com and order Desert Rain. You'll be blessed. Thanks, and have an awesome Lord's Day, everybody.
You've been listening to The Gift of Grace with Phil Giuliotti and Stephen Garchar. Phil and Steve will be back in 2 weeks, where they will once again teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Thanks and God bless.